Inside on Business, the news hour is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. With us in studio right now is Shane Torres. Shane is with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, I'm so proud to say, has been a regular supporter of the Business News Hour ever since we started. And I want to thank Rob Spearman and the rest of the gang out there for continued support of living, of allowing us to do the business news each and every day. Shane, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your business. Now, you guys at, and we're going to talk about some specifics with regard to home prices, but I wanted to get the housekeeping out of the way first. Mm-hmm. You guys at RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts have kind of a cool idea. You sometimes break up into teams. Is that right?
Yep. We have many teams within our Concepts umbrella.
Yeah. And how does that work?
Essentially, there's usually a primary agent who's generated enough business because they've been in it for a long period of time, or they maybe represent a builder. They have significant listings that they can't handle on their own, so they want to also have a balanced life. And by doing so, they leverage their time by working with other people and bringing them on board under their umbrella, if you will.
So it works as a team, and then they share information.
Yep,
and
they share. Yep, they share information. They share listings. They share buyers. So as an example, we just had a situation over the weekend where one of the agents called up and said she was sick, so she couldn't show. So another agent was able to step in, fill in for her on her showings, and now they'll share that client.
Very nice. You know, what's interesting about this, and Rob Spearman and the gang over at RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts are so innovative. And I say that, I would say that even if they weren't a sponsor of the broadcast, because one of the things that they do is they really look out after their agents first and let you guys do your work.
Yeah, Concepts is very agent focused. That is our philosophy, is agents are our clients.
How long have you been doing this?
Mid-May was 7 years.
7 years. All right. Now, so you got in right at the wrong time.
Exactly. That's a good way to word it. It was right at the middle of 2009 and right at the wrong time.
Would you stop and think, what have I done?
Not really. I didn't have anything else to do.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Sometimes it's mother of invention, right?
Right.
So how has this played out for you?
Oh, it's been great. Yeah. It's been great. I did home building and general contracting before this, which is what led to me getting out and into this. So it's been great. I like what I, you know, I'm in a different role even now than when I started, you know, now being a broker, manager, owner, helping the agents get their business to the level they want it to be at.
Yeah, I think it's a unique prospect. And I know that every once in a while we'll see new faces appear on the RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts website where they're coming from other places because they say, hey, well, this is kind of cool how RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts does this. Let's talk about a news story that we had on today a little bit, and we'll talk about the general metropolitan area here in Des Moines. Home prices across the United States are rebounding like crazy. As a matter of fact, 8 cities in the United States set all-time records for the median home price. And that seems to be going on all over the place. What's driving that?
There's a few factors. A big thing is just general lack of inventory. So when the market went down, all new construction pretty much stopped. And at that point, some of the resales were able to get off the market or get on the market and sell. But by the time all those resales were gone, new construction can't keep up. So there's just a huge lack of inventory in general for resales and new construction. So that drives up the land prices and the housing prices in general for resales and new construction.
I was at a Greater Des Moines Partnership leadership meeting just last week on a Tuesday, as a matter of fact. And 2 communities there were crying the blues, saying we need new home construction now.
Yeah, and I by chance I was at that same meeting.
I know you were.
So the unique situation there is those 2 communities are kind of rebounding from industries they lost during that time, and the builders haven't got the confidence yet to go into those communities yet, even though they have great incentives for phenomenal incentives for the builders, developers, and for the agent. Or I'm sorry, the buyers. So it's kind of a no risk, and I think they're getting over that stigma, but that perception is still sure. there that it's, you know, they don't have the workforce.
And people are risk adverse to some yeah. of those things, and I understand that. Those two communities, and we might as well mention them because, you know, if we can help in any way,
yeah,
get
yeah.
the word out.
Yeah, so, yeah, Newton was a big one. Newton? And then we talked about...
Was it Indianola?
Yes, Indianola.
In Warren County. Well,
no, Norwalk.
Norwalk.
In Norwalk, wasn't crime. They were just talking about they have a lot going on right now. As far as their new construction going. But Newton was the big one that was on the topic of the day.
And, of course, the reason that they're a little risk-averse up yeah. there is because of the loss of Maytag.
And Maytag, but most don't realize they now have the wind industry up there.
Absolutely.
And I was actually shocked that she said some – I can't remember how many – like it was a couple dozen communities commute – to Newton for work.
Yes. Well, Grinnell had the very same thing. You know, they were crying the blues.
Right.
They didn't have housing, and then some housing starts
right.
went up
and then
there.
They were able to convince Hubble to put an
correct.
Investment into to Grinnell. And I think the same scenario, not necessarily Hubble, but somebody's going to have to take a leap of faith
sure.
and that it'll work out. And there are people just from that that's happened since then that have started talking that I've put in contact with Newton
good.
To see if they can get some development up there.
Shane Torres, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. We're talking home prices and other housing issues here in the greater Des Moines metro. Shane, do you see this continued increase in pricing go on and on?
I think we're leveling out. I don't think it's going to go up too much more. I think we've kind of hit that peak. So I don't think it's going to go down or anything, but I think we have leveled out for where pricing is going to stay and be. The land has kind of stopped being overly expensive. It's kind of capped out too. So I don't think it's going to go up much more.
One of the things that Brexit did last Thursday, you
yes.
know, it took the markets out on Friday and yesterday. Markets mm-hmm. rebounded by over 250 points today.
Right.
But that took speculation of the fact that the Federal Reserve was not going to be raising interest rates in July
right.
simply because of the uncertainty in the global market space.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think they're – I also agree. I don't think they're going to raise it. There's just too much uncertainty there. Anytime something like that happens, they actually keep it or lower it
yeah.
so the interest rates on the housing go down also.
Yeah, there is like a 5% chance that they were actually going to lower interest rates come July, which would be amazing. But anyway,
Yeah.
That has got to play to the positive side of home sales in the metro, correct?
It does. There were so many – after that story hit, everyone – those things happen all the time as people blow way out of proportion. With that happening, interest rates are going down. There were so many people that were on the fence who are now off the fence because they can lock in at a lower rate than
yeah.
what they would have before.
Yeah. Shane Torres, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the leader of the Torres team. One of the groups associated with RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. How many folks on your team?
Staff and agents included, we have 14.
Now, you know, this is ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you just heard this. You know, here's a guy that was basically unemployed 8 years ago.
Seven, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was, yes.
You're kind of stuck in a
pretty
home
much.
Building business and
yeah.
not much going on during the recession.
Right.
And now you've got a team of people and you've got all of this in real estate to thank for it.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a good experience for you?
Oh, I guess it's been an excellent experience, yeah.
yeah.
I wouldn't change it for the world.
Did you ever think you would be selling houses?
You know, actually, I thought about doing it back in the early 2000s and when I was a framing contractor and my supervisor at the time, his family owns one over on the east side, and he basically scared me to death that I just decided not to do it. So now that I'm doing it, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know, so I always wanted to at some point, but worked out the way it did and worked out for the best.
I would almost like to do that as well. I'm just nosy. I like to see mm-hmm. how other people mm-hmm. decorate their homes. It's
mm-hmm.
kind of fun.
You know, the thing is after a while, they all look the same.
They all look the same.
You know, a lot of people are like, they love the home shows. I personally don't care to go to the home shows. The houses all look the same to me after a while.
I would imagine it would be just like that. You know,
yeah.
if that's your business, I can see you falling into that.
But it's still fun.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be. I want to just switch tacks here for just a moment. We mentioned that we were both at the Greater Des Moines Partnership program. Why don't you tell everybody what you do with the
My role this year is a little less important than last year.
Well, last year you were a big shot.
Yeah, yeah, last year. So this year I'm the past affiliates chair. So last year I was the affiliates chair. So essentially I, you know, oversaw that whole group. So this year, my involvement is past chair. I'm on the Economic Development Board, and I'm still on the main board of directors. So I'm a very, very huge advocate of the chambers in general, but especially the partnership. I think it's a great organization, and just a lot of good people there, and a lot of
energy.
Yeah, I mean, I personally believe there's nothing that happens in Central Iowa that they're not involved in one way or the other.
I would agree. Jay Byers and I were together this past weekend downtown here at the Art Fair, and you know, he just and our other good friend Joseph Jones just picked up a cool job over at Drake University. He's going over there to head up the Harkin Center.
Oh, nice!
Yeah,
That is definitely a good spot.
Well, he worked for Senator Harkin,
right?
For a
exactly.
While.
Yeah, I met Joseph the first partnership that. Trip to D.C. that I went to is the first time I met Joseph. He was on a panel for Harkin. So.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. His name is Shane Torres. If you want to get in touch with him, just look him up. I mean, this is easy to do. He is all over social media. And he's got a date with his family here in just
a little
minutes.
Bit. Yeah, I've got my son decides he wants to play hockey instead of wrestling. That kind of stings because I'm a wrestling coach. But, you know, got to let him try it.
Hockey.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's good for him.
Yeah, I think it will be. We'll see.
All right. Excellent. Thanks so much for coming in, Shane.
Thanks for having me.
Shane Torres, ladies and gentlemen, you can find out more about him. All you have to do is Google his name or go to RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts. The Torres team, part of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts Realty Group here in the greater Des Moines area. All right. We've got to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report, and it's much, much rosier today. I got a feeling we're going to hear the happy music in just a little bit. Stocks did rebound after the shock of Brexit has kind of worn off over the past couple of days. What's going to happen over there? Who knows? But investors were back at it today. We'll give you more details when we come back. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.